Echo and Harper Audio present Rebel, My Escape from Saudi Arabia to Freedom by Rahaf Mohammed, as told to Sally Armstrong. For all the women who are fighting for their freedom. Content warning. This book contains scenes of violence, including sexual assault, as well as suicidal ideation. Please read with care. Chapter 1. On the Run. December 31st, 2018. All that stood between me and freedom was a car ride. For more than a year, I'd bided my time, waiting for the right moment to escape. I was 18 years old and scared to death that my carefully laid plans might backfire. But my heart was full of rebellion against the constant fear, cruel rules, and ancient customs that stifle and sometimes kill girls like me in Saudi Arabia. And it soared when I imagined a life away from them. I had my phone, but my passport was with my eldest brother. Getting it and hiding it so I would have it when the time came to run was key. I was trying to be cool, trying to look like the dutiful daughter packing for a holiday, trying to calm the waves of anxiety as I watched from my bedroom the family prepare for departure and then gather for lunch before setting out for Kuwait. We were going to Kuwait City, a 10-hour drive from our home in Hail, to visit relatives for a one-week family holiday. This was my opportunity to execute my plan. Sitting there, watching my brothers carry our suitcases out to the car, I felt a mixture of sadness and excitement. I was torn between hugging my brothers, which is actually forbidden because it's seen as a sexual act, and hoping nothing would get in the way of my decamping. The bedroom walls around me were bare, with nothing that might make you think a young woman lived in this room. It was not halal, permissible, in this strict society to have signs of life on your bedroom wall. The opposite is haram, that which is forbidden. I remember the teddy bear I had on my bed as a little girl being taken away from me because it was haram. Only the Prophet can be imagined in a photo or a form. The drawings I'd once done of people and animals were confiscated, since anything that has a soul is seen as competing with the Prophet, and therefore haram. My textbooks and notebooks were scattered around, reminding me that my first semester at the University of Hail was over and I would not be returning. I sat on my bed, contemplating my life as the Saudi girl who loved her family, but could not abide the no girls allowed mantra my family swore by, the rebel daughter and sister being driven away by a toxic mix of cultural contradictions. I was taught in school that Saudi Arabia is the envy of the world, the richest and best country with the most oil, a country that requires its people to make the Hajj, a pilgrimage to Mecca, at least once in a lifetime to renew their sense of purpose in the world. Even as a young girl, I wondered why oil and resorts and holy treks made this the country everyone else wanted to live in. And it always irked me that a person could make a Hajj and be forgiven for everything he does in his whole life, even if he beats his wife or murders a stranger. My childhood eyes had feasted on other aspects of Saudi, the mountains near our home that beckoned us to come with our picnics and hike to our heart's content. The vast, ever-changing deserts that never fail to capture my imagination with their undulating sand dunes that changed color from cool beige to fiery red as the sun rose and set. When my family went to the desert at night, usually to get away from the suffocating summer heat, we would play hide-and-seek in the dark, struggling to get a footing in the soft sand, chasing rabbits and jerboa, a desert rodent, and each other without a care in the world. We ran races, and of course the winner got a prize. We'd sing songs, recite poems, and dance the traditional dance called Arda, which is for men, but we danced it with our brothers for fun. And always we heard stories from our parents that were different from the ones we heard in school. Some were about the Al-Rashid family, who ran this region before the Saud family killed them and took over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?